Dubkey Mobile.
Morning, Ken. I'm starting to get concerned.
Running a minute late.
It's okay.
It's good.
This morning. Alarm clock actually woke me up. Just having a tough time getting going good this morning.
Hopefully it'll get better as the day goes along.
Last night, you and Miss Susan?
That's a good one. I picked up dinner on the way home and we just kicked back and relaxed.
Did you get the dog to come in out of the shed?
She came rolling in about 6:30 in the morning before Susan had to leave, so she was good to go.
Nasty though, right?
Right underneath the shed.
Getting his breakfast, so he'll be back here in a minute.
Said he was going to be coming in on Wednesday. Be nice today, like into the 70s, isn't it?
Think so. And then rain Friday and Saturday, though.
Cut some grass tonight when I get home.
What a chance you get this weekend.
W2JKT.
KO4HK.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
How are you doing this morning?
Here. Enjoying that ride in?
Glad it's not raining today.
That's right. I got to go to Home Depot for work this morning to pick up some wood.
A new charger on the way into work this morning. There are a couple of new fast chargers that have popped up along I-85. One of them is at my exit, 96. And the other one is down here at Boiling Springs Road, and the one at Boiling Springs is an EVgo charger, which is great because when I bought the car, they gave me a $500 charging credit at EVgo, but there are no EVgo chargers anywhere around, so this will be the first time I actually get to use it.
I had to just be trying it.
My car didn't really charge up all the way last night. It quit for some reason, so I've got 119 miles left on the range. And with a heater running, I'll use, a lot more than I think. So I'm just going to splash it for 10 minutes and maybe get a biscuit inside of the sink and, just make sure it works all right.
And I kind of did that yesterday. It said I had like 20 miles to go. I figured I better stop and get some fuel. You guys wouldn't cut me no slack if I ran out of gas on a hybrid, right?
There's a cop in the work zone. But, you shouldn't run out of gas on a hybrid or anything. Now, can yours run on battery alone, or does it have to have the gas engine?
Not battery, but you're only going to get maybe a couple of miles.
What's the difference when you're out of gas?
30 minutes walking time.
I'm actually carrying a 40-pound jug of gas back to your car.
Sleep.
That's a little traffic situation here.
With 290.
Not any joke anymore.
Kidding, and there's a lot of traffic out here this morning.
Yeah, this morning, it seems about normal to me.
Later in the morning yesterday, that FedEx truck caused like a 4-mile backup. KN4 TFW.
You there when you did then?
Yeah, it was when I passed it, it wasn't too long after you passed it. It was about a mile and a half already. And it was just a mess. And on my way home, I didn't leave the office until 5:00 last night, so I was really worried it was going to be a dumpster fire, but it wasn't too bad. There was one accident on the northbound side that I passed that I managed to get by before all the emergency vehicles showed up. And made a mess of everything, so that was fortunate, but I made it home at about the usual time.
Hey, I saw on the news this morning they were talking about, when the police officer's on the side, the move over law. I know it was slow down or move over. Have they changed that in South Carolina?
No.
Move over.
There's a couple couple of states. I forget which one it is. It's like, I mean, you definitely can't be in that lane next to him. I mean, the traffic just comes to a screeching halt in that right lane. I'm thinking it was Virginia.
Stuff like that.
Any state, big time, so I wouldn't put them past them.
Gas went down. I could have saved 12 cents if I waited until this morning.
Gas went down?
Sarcastic. You went down by a penny at the gas station I stopped at yesterday. She heard on the news where gas this summer was going to go to like $3.75.
That is. Because OPEC is not going to produce any more oil. They're keeping their 1 million barrel a day reduction cut that they've done, so they're not going to raise their barrel count any. So that's probably what everybody's speculating off of.
Something about a bill they were considering, but deep down in the bill was a clause where they could run out the strategic oil reserve.
Selling off some northeastern gasoline reserve that has something like, you know, 100 million gallons of gas or something like that stored up, and they're going to try to use that to keep the price of gas down.